啊，每次我从北加州开车到南加州的时候
，Every time I drive from Northern California to Southern California，
那路途呢会经过很多的田园山庄。
On the way down, I will pass by a lot of countryside and a lot of fields.
那有的时候呢，会发现很多的农夫啊，在田里采收。
And then sometimes I will see the farmers reaping what they sow in the fields.
啊，不是收割时期呢，当然就看不到什么人了。
And when it is not harvest time, then you don't see anyone out there.
那因为美国啊是采取广耕哈，就是每一个人的田地啊，农田都是一大片的。
In America, everyone has a big piece of land for agriculture.
所以在采收的时候，他们需要很多的工人。
And so when it's time to reap the harvest, then they need a lot of workers.
那以前可能这些农田的主人呢，很容易就找到工人。
In the past, it might be very easy for the owners of these fields to find workers.
那最近因为移民法的关系啊，所以不允许非法的人打工，所以可能工人比较难请到。
But recently, it might be harder to find workers because of the immigration laws that prohibit illegal immigrant workers.
因此，在农忙的时候收割时期，可能很多人都找不到工人。
And so, when it's time to harvest, maybe they cannot find enough workers.
其实主耶稣也是一样。
And it is likewise for the Lord Jesus.
在农忙的时候，他也找不到人来帮他收割。
When it's time to harvest, he cannot find anyone to reap the harvest for him.
请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章三十。六节。
Verse 36.
马太福音九章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。三十七。
37.
于是对门徒说：“要说的庄稼多，做工的人少。”三十八。
38.
所以你们当求庄稼的主。打发工人出去说他的庄稼。主耶稣经常对着众人讲道。
A lot of times Jesus preached to the multitude.
有些时候呢，人群呢非常的多。
And sometimes there were many people.
社会上各种阶层的人都有。
And there were people from all different levels in society.
但是主耶稣看人的方法跟我们看人的方法不一样。
But the way that Jesus looked upon man is different from how we look at others.
我们是看外在。
We look at the outward appearance.
一个人西装笔挺，穿得非常漂亮。
If someone's wearing a suit and well dressed.
但是主耶稣看那些人是困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人一样的可怜。
But when Jesus saw them, he saw that they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
主耶稣是看到他们的心灵。
Jesus saw their inner hearts.
这些人就是要帮助的人。
And he knew that these are the people he needed to help.
这些人呢也是他的庄稼。
And these
the harvest.
This was his harvest.
这主耶稣就说要说的庄稼很多可是做工的人却是很少。
And so the Lord Jesus said that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
所以我们要求庄稼的主打发工人出去收庄稼。
And so we must ask the Lord of the harvest to go and send his workers out.
因此这边有两件事情呢，我们必须要来知道。
So there are two things that we must know from this passage.
一个是庄稼在哪里。
The first is where the harvest is.
另外第一个问题是工人在哪里。
And the second is where the workers are.
那我们知道庄稼跟工人在哪里，那找来以后呢，要用什么方法去收割？
And once we know where the harvest and the workers are, then what method are we going to use to reap?
So 我们现在探讨庄稼到底是在哪里。
So first, let us discuss where the harvest is.
请看约翰福音。
Let us turn to John.
约翰福音第三章。
Chapter 3.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章三十五节。
John chapter 4, verse 35.
你们岂不是说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。这边主耶稣跟门徒说啊，收割的时候到了。
Here Jesus told his disciples that now is the time to harvest.
那当然，在农夫的眼睛里在农夫来看，庄稼可能还不是成熟。
Through the eyes of a farmer, maybe it is not time yet to harvest.
叫时间还没到。
The time has not yet come.
这是以人的角度来看。
But this is from man's perspective.
但是以主耶稣的角度来看。
But from the perspective of Jesus.
他的庄稼已经成熟了。
His harvest is ripe.
那可见主耶稣所谈的这个庄稼跟一般人所了解的地面上的庄稼是不一样的。
So that tells us that the harvest that Jesus Christ is talking about is different from what is on this earth.
那甚至于主耶稣说啊，这个庄稼已经发白了啊，那些稻田啊，那些秧苗啊，那些谷物啊，已经发白，已经太熟透了，要赶快收割了。
And Jesus said they are ripe to the extent that they must be harvested quickly.
意思就是说不能再等了，现在马上就要收割了。
And that is to say that you cannot wait any longer, you must harvest now.
那到底主耶稣既然他所谈的庄稼跟我们一般所了解的庄稼不一样。
So this tells us that the harvest that is, Jesus talks about is different from our understanding of a harvest.
因为我们假如出去看的话会知道农夫他们很了解说还有四个月才能够收割啊。
And so when we go out and we talk to farmers, then we realize that they know very well that the time of harvest is in 4 months.
大家主耶稣看到说已经发白了，不收割要等到什么时候？
But Jesus saw that it was already ripe and they must wait no longer to harvest.
好，那我们要怎么来有跟主耶稣一样的看法？
So how can we have the same perspective as Jesus?
主耶稣说啊，你们要举目向田观看。
And Jesus told them to look to the fields.
说我们要举目哎。
To open their eyes and look at the fields.
举目意思就是说把头抬起来呀。
To lift their heads.
因为我们的眼睛就是看地面上。
If our eyes are only fixed on the earth.
那我们只是看到自己呀。
And then we only see ourselves.
只是看到自己的需要。
We only see our own needs.
没有看到别人的需要。
We don't see the needs of others.
那当然我们看自己就看不到别人了。
And when we see ourselves, then we cannot see others.
别人肚子在痛了。
When others they are hurting in their stomach.
别人口渴了。
When they're thirsty,
需要喝水,
they need water.
别人需要送医院,
they need to go to the hospital.
我们不知道他的需要啊,
we don't know their needs.
因为我们只是看地面,
because we only look at
earth. 我们没有举目, 没有把头抬起来看别人,
we haven't lifted our heads to look at others.
所以当我们把头抬起来的时候,
but once we lift our heads,
那第一个我们就可以看到我们周边的人,
then first we can see the people around us.
至少我们可以看到家里的人,
at least we can see our family members.
我大哥大我十八岁。
My older brother is older than me by 18 years.
那因为我是三岁的时候就信主。
And I came to believe in Christ when I was 3 years old.
我父母亲带我去洗礼。
My parents took me to be baptized.
那因为我大哥大我十八岁的时候，我受洗的时候，我大哥已经21岁了。
So when I was baptized, my older brother was already 21 years old.
他已经读大学了。
He was already in college.
所以他就没有机会来接受福音洗礼。
So he didn't have the chance to receive the gospel and to be baptized.
那后来他来到美国
later
读书。
Later on, when he came to study in the United States,
拿到博士学位。
And he received his master's.
那在表面上看，我大哥人很好啊。
And on the surface, he was a very good man.
可是呢，他没有接受福音啊。
But he had yet to receive the gospel.
那在神的眼光看起来，他是很可怜的。
And so, in the eyes of Jesus Christ, he is very pitiful.
我们兄弟姐妹也是经常跟他传福音。
And many times, brothers and sisters in my own family,
因为看到他有需要。
Because we see his need.
所以至少我们把头抬起来的时候。
So when we lift up our heads,
我们会看到家人的需要。
We'll see the needs of our family members.
家里的人呢，在属灵上，在灵性上的需要。
We'll see their spiritual needs.
因为他们肚子很饥渴。
Because their stomachs are hungry.
有的人不觉得自己有需要啊，看不到自己的需要。
Some people cannot see their own needs.
但是我们属灵的人。
But for the spiritual people.
我们只要把头一抬起来。
We know that if we lift up our heads,
我们至少可以看到家人的需要。
Then we can at least see the needs of our family
members. 那我们可以把眼睛看得更远。
And we can see even further.
要看到我们邻居的需要。
We can see the needs of our neighbors.
我们邻居人还没有信耶稣。
If our neighbors are yet to come to believe in Christ,
虽然他们住着一个很好的房子，
even though they may live in a very good house,
他们开着很好的车子，
they may drive a very good car,
他们子女都非常的成就，
and they have a lot of gain in this world,
可是没有信耶稣，
but they don't believe in Christ,
在神的眼中看起来是困苦流离的，
and so in the eyes of Jesus, they are helpless and pitiful.
那我们再把眼光看得远一点。
And we look even further.
我们就看到社区的需要，再看到其他地区的需要。
We'll see the needs of society.
所以这边说，举目向田观看。
And so here it tells them to lift up their heads and look to the fields.
那我们再举目再更高一点，把头再抬得更高。
If we lift our heads even up further,
我们就看到天上。
Then we can look at the sky.
就看到神国、神的家里的需要。
And we can see the needs of God's heavenly kingdom.
那我们一般的人有时候都是看底下，就是看自己本地地方教会的需要。
Many times as men, we only look at the needs of our own local church.
可是没有看到其他地区教会的需要。
But we don't see the needs of other churches.
没有看到其他国家那些没有传到人地方教会的需要。
We don't see the needs of different countries where they might need pastors to go preach.
啊，有一次我到圣保罗。巴西的圣保罗。
Once I went to Brazil.
那因为长久以来呀、啊，我们就是一直想要找啊，从中国大陆移民到巴西圣保罗的信徒。
And so we had been wanting to find immigrants from mainland China to Brazil for a very long time.
那长久以来呀、啊，就登报纸。
And so we put it in the newspaper.
那希望有人看到中文报纸以后呢，啊，就跟我们联络。
And we hope that someone would see it in the Chinese newspaper and contact us.
可是登了几次呢，都没有人跟我们联络。
But even though we put it in the newspaper numerous times, no one contacted us.
那我们一直相信哈，一定有中国大陆移民到这个地方的信徒。
But we believe that there were members of a church who had immigrated to that location.
那感谢主，后来就找到一户。
Thank God we found one family.
那我们第一次去跟他们接触的时候，
and the first time when we interacted with them,
啊，这个家庭啊，有一位呢，妈妈大概是六十几岁。
There was a mother in the family who was about 60 some years old.
啊，那时候她的脚啊，来生病了，不大好。
And at the time she was sick, so she wasn't, her feet were not very good.
所以她就躺在床上。
And so she was lying in bed.
那我们就去看她。
And we went to look at her.
那他第一次找到我们，他看到我们去访问，他也是感动得很啊，这痛哭流涕呀。
And when the first time we visited her, she was so touched that she started crying.
他说他找真耶稣教会已经找了三年了。
She said she had looked for True Jesus Church for 3 years.
那找不到真耶稣教会。
But she could not find it.
所以他们觉得很孤单。
And so they felt very lonely.
那我们说我们也在找你呀。
And we told her we were looking for you too.
找不到你啊。
But we couldn't find you either.
感谢主，现在终于找到了。
Thank God that we could finally find you now.
所以真的有时候我们要把眼光啊看到更远的地方。
So sometimes we must lift our eyes to look even further.
其实不是只是我们美国而已啊，其他很多地方也是需要有传道人去关心他们，去建立他们，去栽培他们。
Not only in the United States, but there are many other countries that need pastors to go to set the foundation, and to make their faith firm.
因为那一些人在主耶稣眼睛看起来也是困苦流离的，好像羊群没有牧人一般呢。
Because of the eyes of Jesus, they are also like sheep without a shepherd.
当我们把我们眼睛向上看
，When we are able to lift up our eyes,
我们就看到其他人的需要。
We will see the needs of others.
我们看到其他地方性的需要。
We will see the needs of other places.
看到其他国家弟兄姐妹们的需要。
The needs of brothers and sisters in other countries.
所以这边说啊，举目向田观看，庄稼已经成熟了。
And so here it tells them to lift up their eyes and look to the fields, for the harvest is ripe.
已经发白了。
It is already ripe.
所以不能再等了。
So you can no longer wait.
现在就要马上采取行动了。
You must take action now.
所以就是我们对教会要有关心呢，要有负担。
And so we must take on this responsibility for the church.
我们每天的生活要跟神啊连接关系。
Every day we must be connected to Jesus.
我们眼睛啊不要只是看地这边上。
And our eyes should not only look on this earth.
我们要看天。
But we must lift our eyes to the sky.
把我们头抬起来。
lift our head up,
我们就可以看得更清楚。
And then we can see even more clearly.
看到神国的需要。
We can see the needs of the spiritual kingdom.
看到庄稼已经成熟了。
We can see that the harvest is ripe.
那庄稼成熟了怎么收割呢？
And so once the harvest is ripe, then how do we harvest?
请看启示录。
Let us turn to Revelation.
启示录十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章的十四节
，verse 14，
十四章十四节
，chapter 14 verse 14，
我就观看，看见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子啊，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。十五节
，fifteen，
又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说：“伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了。”地上的庄稼已经熟透了。十六节，那坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。好，这边是就有一位天使啊，从殿中出来，向着那坐在云上的大声喊着说：“伸出你的镰刀来收割。”
So here, of course, that the angel came out of the temple and said in a loud voice, when he was sitting in the cloud, "Take your sickle and reap."
真的，收割的时候已经到了。
Because the time to reap has come.
因为庄稼已经成熟了。
Because the harvest is ripe.
那个人呢就把镰刀扔在地上。
And so that person swung his sickle over the earth.
怎么来收割呢？
So how do you harvest?
就是要用镰刀。
You have to use a sickle.
要用工具啊。
You have to use a tool.
没有工具的话就不能收割啊。
Without a tool, you cannot reap your harvest.
那这把工具是从哪里来的呢？
And where does this tool come from?
从天上来的。
It comes from Heaven.
它不是借来的，
it is not borrowed,
它是从天上来的，
but it comes from heaven.
我们看，再回到那个列王记下的第六章啊。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 6.
那么记载有一个故事啊。
There records a story.
因为当时伊丽莎她收了很多的学生。
At that time, Elisha had many students.
那人太多啊，地方太小。
And there were too many people in such a small place.
所以学生就建议老师说啊，我们每一个人都可以到山上去砍木材啊，每一个人砍一根来建造房子。
And so the students made a suggestion that they would go up and all of them would cut down a tree to make a house.
所以那时候伊丽莎也跟他们一起去了。
And so Elisha went with them.
所以每一个人要都带着他们的工具，就上山砍木材。
So every one of them needed to take their tools to cut the wood.
那圣经说啊，其中有一个人呢，有一个人啊，在砍的时候，他的斧头掉了。
And so the Bible records that one person, when he was cutting, his axe fell.
那飞出去了，掉在河里了。
And it fell into the river.
那个人说啊，这一把是借来的。
And that axe was borrowed.
可见每一个人可能都有自己的斧头啊。
And so maybe everyone had their own axe.
他那一把是借来的。
But his was borrowed.
因为是借来的，所以他使用的 不大熟了。因为是借的。
Because it was borrowed, maybe he wasn't very familiar with how to use it.
不是他自己的。
It wasn't his own.
当然比较不熟练呢。
Of course, it did not feel very familiar.
因此斧头就飞出去了。
And so the axe flew out.
所以我们今天的镰刀是从天上来的，不是借来的。
So today our sickle is from heaven and is not borrowed.
天上来的，这样就是代表着他的能力，有着能力呀。
And For it to come from heaven means that it comes with power.
因为镰刀一伸出在地面上，丢在地面上的时候
，Because once the sickle is swung over the earth,
那就马上被收割的。
Then immediately you can reap your harvest.
所以圣经形容说啊，快镰刀。
And so this is a very sharp sickle.
我们现在都要快镰刀。
And so it's very sharp.
快镰刀是指的主的能力。
And so this is the strength, or this is the power of God.
就我们需要从上头来的能力。
And so we need power from above.
上头来的能力就是一个很利的工具呀。
And this power is very, it's very sharp.
我们现在已经有镰刀了。
Today we do have the sickle.
已经，我们手中已经握有镰刀了。
In our hands, we already have the sickle.
因为在《使徒行传》第一章第八节就告诉我们
，Because in Acts it tells us，
当我们从上头领受圣灵的时候
，Once we receive the Holy Spirit from above，
我们要从上头领受能力
then we will receive power.
那我们就可以传福音啊，一直传到地极的地方啊。
And then we may preach to the ends of the earth.
我们就可以突破很多的困难。
And we can overcome a lot of difficulties.
所以我们现在已经有的这把快镰刀。
So today we already have this sharp sickle.
所以我们不要轻视自己啊。
And so we should not look upon ourselves lightly.
好像当时啊，摩西要带领以色列百姓进入迦南地以前。
Just like Moses before he led the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
他就先派十二个探子出去先看一看。
He sent out 12 spies.
啊，结果十个人回来了，他说不行啊，我们不能够进去的。
10 returned and said that we cannot enter into this land.
因为啊，照我们看，我们看自己啊，好像蚱蜢一样，非常渺小。
Because in our own eyes, when we compare ourselves to them, we are grasshoppers. They are very small.
那我们看当地的人啊，是非常高大。
And when we look at the people in the land, they are very big.
所以他们只是看自己。
So they only saw themselves.
看自己就非常渺小。
And so they saw how minute and small they were.
那可能是真的啊。
And it might be true.
可是他们没有考虑到神的因素啊。
But they did not consider God's part in it.
而神已经告诉他们。
God had already told them.
我要领你们进入那一块美地。
That I will take you into this land.
那这个是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
所以他们就把神的应许忘记了。
So they have forgotten this promise.
因为他们自己有，但是他们把它忘记了。
And they had this promise, but they had already forgotten about it.
所以自己就轻看自己呀。
And so they looked upon themselves lightly.
就不需要从外面借来。
And so they didn't need to borrow from other places.
所以其实我们教会今天已经有跨年到。
And so today we have this sharp sickle in the church.
所以我们不需要再从外面借的。
So we don't need to borrow from other places.
那很多弟兄姊妹呢，那看到我们自己好像是很渺小。
A lot of brothers and sisters see that we are very small.
所以我们一定要去外面看其他的教派啊，其他教会的人怎么做。
We must go out and look at how the other churches and denominations are run.
啊，其他教派怎么做礼拜？
And how they observe the Sabbath or worship.
其实我们有主的能力。
But we have the power of God.
所以现在问题是主有没有跟我们同在。
And so the question is, does God abide with us?
当我们把神的因素拿掉的时候。
When we take God out of the equation.
我们看自己就非常渺小。
Then we will see ourselves as very small.
可是我们想想啊，外面的人看我们啊，就不一样。外面的人看我们，我们是很厉害的。
But when other people look at us, they might think that we are not very weak.
我们请看约书亚记。
Let us turn to Joshua.
第二章。
Chapter 6.
约书亚记第二章。
Joshua chapter 6.
第八节。
Verse 8.
约书亚记第二章第八节。
Joshua chapter 6, verse 8.
两人还没有躺卧，女人就上房顶到他们那里，对他们说：“我知道神已经把这个地方赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊惶了。这地的一切居民在你们面前的心都瞎化了。”第十节，因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，神怎样在你们的怎样在你们面前使红海的水干了。并且你们怎样带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩，将他们进行毁灭。十一节，我们一听见这件事呢，心就吓化了，因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。主你们的神本是天上地下的神，这个就是外面的人看以色列百姓。
So this is how the other people view the Israelites.
我们想想不久以前他们还看自己像蚱蜢一样呢。
And we can see that not long ago they thought themselves as grasshoppers.
可是别人看他们呢，很厉害呀。
But when other people saw them, they thought that they were very strong.
别人看这些以色列百姓，哇，想到以色列百姓，他们的心就消化了。
When they thought of the Israelites, their hearts melted.
那时候他们还没有打仗啊。
And they had yet to engage in battle.
所以两方面的人都还不知道他们的实力到底是怎么样。
And so they didn't know the strength of the opposite side.
好，当以色列百姓知道从外表上呢看到他们很坚固的城墙，耶利哥有坚固的城墙。
So when the Israelites saw that the wall of Jericho was very, very strong.
这些敌人看以色列人呢，一听到主帮助他们。
When the enemies heard that the Lord was with the Israelites,
在他们面前是红海的水分开。
and that he had dried up the water of the Red Sea before them.
还帮助他们打败啊约旦河东的两个很厉害的王。
And that God had helped them defeat two great kings east of the Jordan River.
说他们听见这件事情呢
？When they had heard about all these things,
心就消化了。
The hearts melted.
那不是以色列百姓很厉害呀、啊、
？And it is not to say that the Israelites were very good.
我们看圣经的故事怎么说
？What does the Bible story tell us？
圣经的故事说神。在你们面前使红海的水分开。
The Bible tells us that the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before them.
神帮助你们啊，打败约旦河东的两个王。
And it was God who helped them defeat the two kings east of the Jordan River.
这神的作为。
So this is the work of God.
说他们的敌人一听到神的作为，神怎么帮助以色列百姓
？So when the enemies heard about the work of God and how God had helped the Israelites,
他们的心就是消化了。
Then their hearts melted.
所以其实呢，我们有主的能力。
So we have the power of God.
那外面的人也是很羡慕我们的。
And other people on the outside, they might be very envious of us.
所以我们不要去羡慕别人。
So, but we must not be envious of others.
我们看着我们自己。
We must look at ourselves.
所以最主要问题是有没有主的能力与我们同在。
The main question is whether or not we have the strength of God abiding with us.
有主的能力与我们同在。
Do we have the if we have the strength of God abiding with us?
啊，不可能的事情会变成可能啊。
The impossible will become possible.
我们可能想说每一个人，某一个人可能不可能啊，不可能来信主的。
We might think that a certain person, it is impossible for them to come to Christ.
但只要主帮助的话，就叫可能啊。
But if God helps, then there is a possibility.
我们想说啊，哪一次布道会可能没有人来参加，没有慕道者。
Sometimes we may think that there will be no true seekers during our evangelical services.
但是主的能力有没有同在？
But when the power of God abides with us,
就有很多的慕道者。
Then there will be many true seekers.
所以问题是在乎我们有没有主的能力与我们同在。
So the question is whether or not we have the power of God abiding with us.
而不是看我们到底是谁呀、啊、
？And not who.
到底是谁
？Oh, so it's not the person themselves.
因为我们有这把快镰刀从天上丢下来
，because we have the sharp sickle from heaven，
我们有主的能力与我们同在
，and we have the power of God with us。
教会里面是要宝物的
，and so we must protect those in church。
那我们怎么来发现宝物呢？怎么来发现这些宝物
？Oh, so how do we know these treasures？
好，请看马太福音十三章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 13。
马太福音十三章
Matthew chapter 13
四十四节
Verse 44
天国好像宝贝藏在地里人遇见的就要把它藏起来欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地四十五节
45
那天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子四十六
46
遇见一颗重价的珠子就要去变卖他一切所有的买了这颗珠子、啊、这边提到两种的宝贝。
And so here it talks about two kinds of treasures.
啊，有的藏在地面上啊。
One is hidden in the ground.
啊，有的是在一个人的家里。
One is in a person's house.
啊，总是找到了的。
But they found it.
那、啊、找到了就很高兴呢、啊。
And they were very joyful.
那、啊、圣经说这两种人找宝贝的人哈、啊，不管是找宝贝还是找好珠子的人，都是变卖他们一切所有的。
And so whether they were finding a treasure or they were finding a pearl, they gave away everything for it.
所以当这个人呢，在比较他所有的跟这个宝贝来比的话，当然宝贝更好啊。
And so when they compared everything they had to this treasure, then they realized that this treasure was of greater value.
所以他为了要追求宝贝，为了要得到这个宝贝还是好珠子，他必须要变卖他所有的。
And so in order to obtain this treasure and this pearl, they had to give away all they had.
那宝贝就是神的国啊。
And this treasure is the kingdom of God.
所以他们找到神的国。
And so once they have found this kingdom of God,
神的国的主人就是主耶稣啊。
And the master of this kingdom is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们找到主耶稣了。
And so once they have found Jesus Christ,
他们找到主耶稣，他们就很甘愿的变卖他们一切所有的。
Once they have found him, they are very willing to give up all they have to follow him.
那他们变卖以后呢，他们就变成一无所有啊。
And once they have given away everything, then they owe nothing.
然后他们以前或许啊是以他们这些所有的为傲
，and maybe they were very proud of what they once had。
啊，以前他们是依赖他们这些所有的
，and maybe once they relied on all they had。
可是现在变慢了以后呢
But now that they had sold everything,
啊，他们手上一无所有了。
They had lost everything.
他们只好啊，依靠这个宝贝了。
They could only rely on this treasure.
以宝贝为傲。
And they can only be proud of this treasure.
那依靠宝贝，因为他把他所有的都变卖掉了。
And trust in this treasure because they had sold everything else.
他就能够很专心的依靠这个宝贝。
And so they can put their whole heart into relying on this treasure.
很专心的依靠主耶稣啊。
And put their whole heart into relying on Jesus Christ.
那因为现在呢，我们的资源太多了，我们的资源呢很多。
So today we have too many resources.
我们有很好的教育啊，接受很好的教育。我们有很多的钱财啊。
We have a lot of wealth.
所以我们就很难的专心的依靠主。
So it's very hard for us to concentrate and rely on God.
因为我们在工作上班也是有一些经验呢。
We might have some experiences at work.
那我们经常就会依靠我们自己的经验呢。
And we might rely on our own experiences.
啊，经常依靠我们的学识啊。
We might rely on our education.
因为我们资源太多了。
Because we have so many resources.
所以就很难的全心来依靠主了。
So it's very hard for us to rely on God wholeheartedly.
所以圣经说我们这些人就变卖他们一切所有的。
But the Bible tells us that these people they sold everything.
好像保罗也是一样啊。
Just like Paul.
他就变卖一切所有的。
He was able to give up everything.
他以前有地位，有这个社会地位。
Before he had status in society.
他有很好的教育背景。
He had a very good educational background.
他有财富。
And he was very wealthy.
他有很多的学生门徒。
He had a lot of students.
但是呢，现在他为了要追求主耶稣呢，他把他一切所有的变卖了。
But for him to follow Christ, he was able to give up all of that.
他碰到困难的时候。
When he encountered difficulties,
他不能够叫学生再替他去做事情了。
He no longer could tell his students to do something for him.
因为他把一切都变卖了。
Because he had already sold everything and given
everything away. 他只能够全心全意的依靠主。
He can only rely on God wholeheartedly.
那个就是我们的宝贝。
That is our treasure.
所以我们现在已经有宝贝的。
Today we have this treasure already.
我们就不需要依靠这个宝贝以外所有的东西。
So we do not need to rely on anything apart from this treasure.
我们全心依靠主。
We need to rely on God wholeheartedly.
那底下一个问题，怎么去找工人呢？
And so the question is, how do we find these workers?
啊，有工具也要有人来做啊。
Once we have the tool, we need the worker.
我们看主耶稣怎么找工人。
Let us look at how Jesus found his workers.
啊，请看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
马太福音第四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17.
从那时候，主耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”十八节。
18。
那耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见兄弟两人，就是那称呼彼得啊，称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。十九节。
19。
耶稣说：“对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”二十节，他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了耶稣。二十一，从那里又往前走，又看见兄弟两个人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们啊，他们二十二节，他们立刻舍了网啊，舍了船，别的啊，道别的他的父亲，跟从主耶稣。那从这里我们可以看到主耶稣怎么来找工人呢？
Here we can see how Jesus found his workers.
那主耶稣坐去海边走啊。
He was walking by the sea.
然后他看到几个人。
And he saw some people there.
看到两对的兄弟。
He saw two brothers.
所以主耶稣就招呼他们。
And so he called them.
那他们听到主的招呼。
And when they heard Jesus calling.
啊，主耶稣叫他们名字。
Jesus called them by name.
啊，怎么说？叶文全呢？叫他们名字啊，彼得啦，约翰呐。
They called Peter, John.
好，那彼得、约翰就回应啊。
And then they answered.
啊，他们就回应，就马上舍掉他们的网，舍了他们的船呢。
And once they answered, they were able to give up their boat and their net.
这主耶稣是招呼工人啊。
And this is how.Jesus called his workers.
啊，那些被招呼的人，他们就有所回应。
And so those who were called had an answer.
那好像以赛亚说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
It is like Isaiah when he said, Lord, I am here, please send me.
所以我们现在在审核神学生的一个考虑。
And so today when we are looking for theological students.
啊，就是看看有没有受到主的呼召。
We have to see if they were called by God.
啊，这个呼召很重要。
And this calling is very important.
因为主的呼召，那个人就很心甘情愿的哦，来跟随主耶稣了。
Because of God's calling, this person will be very willing to follow God.
所以我们看传道工人们哈，很多都是受到主的呼召。
If we look at a lot of the pastors and workers, they were all called by God.
啊，比如说有位神学生啊。
For example, there was a theological student.
他怎么来报考的呢
？And how did he come? To apply.
啊，因为圣灵很清楚哈，很清楚的告诉他，你要出来当传道。
Because the Holy Spirit had told him very clearly that he was to become a pastor.
那因为大家都很谦卑啊，都自己认为自己是不配的。
But a lot of people, they're very humble and they think that they are not worthy.
所以第一次啊，他说没有理会的。
And so the first time he didn't do anything.
可是圣灵在很清楚的告诉他，你要出来当传道。
But the Holy Spirit told him very clearly that he was to come out to preach and be a preacher.
然后他就很清楚知道主的呼召啊。
And so he knew very clearly that this is the calling of God.
然后出来当传道。
And so he came out to be a preacher.
所以主的呼召很清楚。
So the calling of God is very clear.
因此我们要求主耶稣啊，能够呼召他的工人呢。
And so we must ask God to call His workers.
那在第二个哈。
Second.
我们看路加福音。
Let us turn to Luke.
路加福音第二章，第六章
，Luke chapter six，
十二节
，verse twelve。
路加福音第六章十二节
，Luke chapter six， verse twelve。
那个时候，主耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神啊，十三节。
thirteen。
那到了天亮，就叫他的门徒来啊，就从他们中间呢挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。啊，主耶稣要选使徒之前哈，啊，不只是说在桌子上啊，坐在椅子上想说我到底是要选哪些人呢
And so before Jesus called his disciples, he did not sit on a chair and think about who he was going to call.
那他也不是说跟哪些人来商量商量，我们要讨论看看到底要选哪些人。
And he did not discuss with other people who he was going to call.
主要是到山上去祷告，并且是整夜的祷告神。
But rather, he went to the mountainside to pray, and he prayed to God all night.
那主耶稣怎么差遣人呢
？So how did he send his disciples out?
怎么选人？就是彻夜祷告。
And how did he call his disciples? That was through prayer.
因此圣经才说，我们要求那庄稼的主啊，打发他的工人呢。
And so that is why the Bible says we must ask the Lord of Harvest to send his workers.
啊，美国训练部呢，已经有连续三次哈、啊。那招募神学生。
The training department in the U.S. has been calling for students for 3 years now.
啊，到目前为止啊，还没有招到合适的神学生。
And we have yet found a suitable student.
啊，上次梁传道啊，就告诉小弟说要多祷告啊。
Last time, Pastor Liang told me too that we must pray more.
还要禁食祷告啊。
That we must fast and pray.
那因为我自己的能力不够啊。
And because our own strength is inadequate.
你看人家主耶稣啊，是彻夜整夜祷告哎。
Because if you look at Jesus Christ, he prayed all night.
还是上山哈，上山去祷告，自己一个人很安静的在那里祷告啊。
And he even went by himself to a quiet place by the mountainside to pray.
啊，所以我现在是邀请大家为了这个事情呢特别祷告。
And so now I'd like to ask all of you to pray for this matter.
不然我们会每个礼拜都在喊说没有传道啊，怎么都没有传道。
Whereas every week we will say that there's not no preachers.
所以我们要属灵眼光啊，能够举目啊，举目看到那些田啊，庄稼已经成熟了。
And so we must have the spiritual eyesight to lift our eyes up to look into the fields and see that there is harvest that is ready to be sown.
我们要看到我们有很急迫的需要。
That there is harvest ready to be reaped and that there is a need.
因为教会的工作很多啊。
Because there's a lot of work in the church.
很多的福音呢、啊，我们必须要很多地区，我们必须要去传；很多人群，我们必须要传。
And there are a lot of people and regions that we need to preach to.
把主耶稣的好福音呢、啊、传给他们。
We must preach the good news to these people.
让他们能够得救。
So they may receive salvation.
但是我们必须要从上头领受能力。
But we must receive this power and strength from above.
有这个能力，我们就够了。
And once we have this power, then this is enough.
在《使徒行传》里面的使徒，当时在传福音的时候
，In Acts, when the apostles are preaching,
当时他们没有去看那什么哲学书啊。
They did not read the script. They did not read some theological books.
他们只专心仰赖神。
But rather, they relied on God wholeheartedly.
祷告依靠圣灵的带领。
And they prayed and relied on the Holy Spirit.
结果福音很快就传开了。
And the gospel was preached very quickly.
我们还要学着主耶稣精神啊，祷告。
And we must learn the spirit of Jesus in praying.
所以我也恳请大家帮助我祷告。
And I ask all of you to pray for me too.
帮助求主耶稣啊，能够感动他自己的工人。
And to ask Jesus to move His own workers.
那明年的一月份呢，我们还在继续招生。
And next year in January, we will continue to look for students.
那希望透过我们祷告以后呢
，And I hope through prayer.
那神就感动了工人啊，出来报考嘛神学院。
That God will move His workers to apply.
因为我们九月份就要开学了。
Because starting September, that's when our school year starts.
啊，主耶稣在等着他了。
And God is waiting.
他在哪里
？He is there.
可能在我们当中。
And maybe He is amongst us.
可能我们家里的人呢
？Maybe it's someone in our family.
我们要以这个事情呢，当成是我们祷告的目标啊。
We must put this matter as a goal in our prayer.
啊，当有神学生出来报考的时候。
And when there are TTB students that come out to take the test,
我相信大家都很高兴。
I hope, I believe that all of us will be very joyful.
我们也很高兴。
And we will be very joyful too.
要唱诗。
Let us sing him.
283首。
283.